Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. Jimi Hendrix there, and a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about Kurt Cobain's guitar being sold at auction, the guitar the Nirvana frontman used for the MTV Unplugged in New York special, and it sold at auction for a little over $6 million.
Cha-ching!
It got me thinking about Jimi Hendrix guitars, because the interesting thing about Cobain, and by the way, that was the most money ever paid for a guitar, a little more than $2 million more than what someone paid for Pink Floyd's David Gilmour's Black Stratocaster, the Black Strat that sold over a year ago at auction for $4 million. But it got me thinking, and again, I mean, what's interesting about that is David Gilmour is a fantastic guitar player. Kurt Cobain wasn't a fantastic guitar player. I mean, Kurt Cobain was a decent guitar player, but Kurt Cobain changed a generation. He defined a generation. He changed the culture besides the way rock music sounded and the way it was made. Kurt Cobain changed the way bands dressed and looked and smelled. Not for the better, but that was the interesting thing about Cobain's guitar being the guitar that someone spent the most money on in the history of guitars. I mean, Gilmour was a much better guitar player than Cobain. And it got me thinking about Jimi Hendrix, because when you talk about the greatest guitarists in rock, Jimi Hendrix's name is always at the top of the list. People talk, but it's always at the top. Greatest guitarists in rock that we know of. Jimi Hendrix, you always hear Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Stevie Ray Vaughan. There's a handful of names that are always at the top. And there's a bunch of guys that you don't hear about that are really good too. I mean, they're all fantastic, but Jimi Hendrix's name is always, there are many fantastic guitar players, but Hendrix's name is always at the top of the list. Whatever happened to Jimi Hendrix's guitars and equipment after he died?
I don't think his estate is allowing people to have them. I remember they was trying to make a Jimi Hendrix movie, and they didn't even want to license his music. So that it starred Andre Benjamin
from Outkast.
Yeah, from Outkast. But the music that they used for the documentary or the biopic wasn't even Jimi Hendrix's original song. So I'm guessing the Jimi Hendrix estate is just keeping a close, you know, a lock on all of Jimi Hendrix's properties, all of his royalties, publishing, and things like that.
Oh, good point, Coleman, although there are a few things that are out there. For instance, one of his most iconic guitars, I mean, the two guitars I can think of, his two most iconic guitars, Hendrix. One of them is the one he used at Woodstock.
Yeah.
When he played at the Woodstock Festival, and he played the national anthem and other songs. That guitar was owned by Paul Allen before he died. Paul Allen, co-founder of Microsoft. And Paul Allen also built, he had a lot to do with the museum up there in Seattle. Because Seattle is where Jimi Hendrix came from.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, long before the grunge and Kurt Cobain and all the other bands, Jimi Hendrix came from there. Paul Allen owned it. And it was on, and I believe even after Paul Allen died not that long ago, it's still on display at the Museum of Pop Culture in Seattle. The other guitar I think of when I think of Hendrix, when it comes to the most iconic guitars, is the one that he set on fire at the Monterey Pop Festival. Now, that one obviously burnt, although there are parts of that guitar that are in museums as well.
Could you imagine destroying something, being so famous that something you destroyed is worth more than something that's actually fully functional?
Yeah, those are when I think of Jimi Hendrix. And, you know, Jimi Hendrix played left-handed, and a lot of times when you saw the guitar was upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he started playing, there weren't many left-handed guitars around, and so he would just flip a right-handed guitar upside down and start playing left-handed.
Yeah, that picture behind you right there where it shows Jimi Hendrix, he had the artist drew him with a guitar upside down. I've always noticed that.
Yeah, here in the studio at Bayou, right over my head behind me, like Coleman just said, we do have a poster. It's called R.I.P. Rock in Peace, and the poster is of a bunch of dead rock stars.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jimi Hendrix has his right side of guitar upside down, playing it left-handed.
So there's a couple of the iconic Jimi Hendrix guitars and some of the other stuff that he used. I guess you could just go search. It's pretty easy to search these days. When Cobain's guitar sold for over $6 million, it was like I just started thinking about Jimmy. I wouldn't mind grabbing Stevie Ray Vaughan's one of my favorites. I'll take one string from a guitar that Stevie Ray Vaughan played. That's how much I liked him, and I loved Hendrix too, obviously. All right, we have a lot to do on the show today. Today is day one. If you live, work in Jefferson Parish, day one, where you will have to wear a mask. Everywhere you go, inside any business, anywhere. And have you seen some of the videos of people absolutely freaking out, losing their minds over masks? Whether you're a mask shamer, whether you're someone shaming people for not wearing masks, and those people being shamed are losing it. These videos are going viral. Or you're someone who's losing it because you see someone who's not wearing a mask. But that's happening today in Jefferson Parish. More on that here coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And yesterday, here in the city of New Orleans, the city announced a date for the removal of those two dead men that are still sitting in a pile of rubble on Canal Street. In the pile of rubble, the Hard Rock Hotel, the partially built and then collapsed Hard Rock Hotel. They announced a date yesterday as we move in on the eight-month anniversary of that collapse. They said that the recovery of the two men, and by the way, that collapse killed three men. Well, one of the bodies was removed right after that happened, but two of the bodies are, they said, couldn't be removed safely. And so they've literally, that pile of rubble has been a morgue on Canal Street, one of the busiest thoroughfares here in the city of New Orleans, for 8 months. And one of the two men whose bodies are still up there was dating and I believe was engaged to be married to a female New Orleans police officer, a police detective. I mean, can you imagine you living in the city and the person that you love, the person that you were dating, the person that you were going to marry, 8 months later is still there? I mean, how awful is that? And so yesterday, I guess the recovery of the bodies, they said, is going to be July 13th. Now, today's July 1st. We made it to July here in 2020. The second half of 2020 begins today. And I've learned a long time ago in my life to say things can't get any worse. I learned you never say that because whenever I've said that in times of my life, when things are going really bad, things can't get any worse. Something worse happens. So I will only say, Coleman, in the second half, you would have to think, you would have to assume, although it's not great to assume, that things have to get better.
Hopefully the second half of this year kind of goes like the New England Patriots Atlanta game. And their Super Bowl.
Yeah, for the Patriots, not yeah, Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So yesterday, city officials announced that July 13th will be the day, and it could take 4 or 5 days.
According to the communications director for the city of New Orleans, that recovery mission is set to begin again July 13th. He said the process could take 4 to 5 days, so their goal is that by July 18th, they will have the bodies of 63-year-old Jose Ponce Arreola and 36-year-old Quinion Wimberly out of the collapse site. It's something their families have been waiting for 8 months. And 49-year-old Anthony McGray also died in that October construction collapse. His body is the only one that's been able to be removed so far.
So that's what the city announced yesterday. So again, we're about 2 weeks away from that, and it could take 4 or 5 days. They've started by knocking down three buildings, three old buildings, some said historic buildings, right around there on Canal Street. So, I mean, how does that happen? Where it's been 8 months now. When some say, in the wake of coronavirus and everything that's going on with that, obviously New Orleans is our bread and butter is tourism. We're not getting very many, if any, tourists coming into town. Who wants to travel? I mean, who's coming into town? We're just kind of reopening. So during the coronavirus, that has been the biggest tourist attraction there on Canal Street, the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel with a couple of dead bodies in there. Just awful. And how this took 8 months, I can't imagine any other city in America where this would happen, and it would take 8 months to get two dead bodies out of a construction collapse.
I mean, it has been a rough 8 months, though. Like, before this whole shutdown thing happened, yeah, it was like, all right, come on, get it together. But, you know, when you have the shutdown, and then you have, before the shutdown happened, you started talking about, like, the incidents during Mardi Gras with the tandem floats, and before that, the corruption as far as where the Hard Rock people and the constructions, how they weren't even going to do inspections and all that. So before the shutdown happened, they had a lot going into this that kind of was like, whoa, what's going on here at the Hard Rock?
Well, they're still investigating and wait for people to get arrested, because that collapsed happened because somebody got paid at City Hall, the idiot box, to look the other way, maybe with certain permits or... They're still investigating that, where the contractors might have wanted to save a few bucks, and the city inspectors, who we already know, a few lost their jobs because they lied about inspecting that particular construction site. We haven't seen the end of that yet. So at least there's a date. They said they're going to start in a couple of weeks, July 13th, and it could take 4 to 5 days. Godspeed. Those two poor guys in there. All right, coming up on the show today, July 1st is the first day that if you live or work in Jefferson Parish, you're going to have to wear a mask everywhere you go, inside every building. And there are people that are not happy about it. And this mask issue, I see it on social media. It's something else. We'll break that down coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Hey, did you see where there's Republicans inside the White House saying that if Donald Trump's approval rating numbers don't go up, they may look for another Republican to run against Joe Biden in November? Isn't that something? And that could be Mike Pence, the vice president. Now, look, I don't know if that's true or not. But that was a big story that was making the rounds yesterday that I was reading. And, you know, the Trump haters and the Democrats are now leveling new charges against Donald Trump. They say in addition to having Russian ties, he has Italian loafers. You gotta watch out for those loafers. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And there's an actress who had to apologize for posting a picture of her, topless picture of her boobs.
Wait, she had to apologize for that?
Well, I'll tell you why, Coleman. Her name is Lily Reinhart. And she's an attractive actress. She's on the show Riverdale. Popular show, and she is apologizing to fans for posting a tone-deaf boob photo of herself on social media. The reason why it was tone-deaf, Coleman, is because she wanted to bring attention. She was demanding justice for the arrest of the Louisville, Kentucky police officers who shot and killed Breonna Taylor, who's the black woman in her home. Mm-hmm. And they had a no-knock warrant, and they just kicked in the door, and they opened fire, and they killed her. One of the cops lost his job because of that. But no one has been arrested yet.
Okay.
And because no one has been arrested yet, Lily Reinhart was demanding justice, the actress, and she wanted to see someone be arrested in the Breonna Taylor murder. So she decided to take a topless picture of herself and put it on social media. And now I don't know. I mean, that's going to bring attention to something.
Yeah, I'm still
going to bring attention to the picture and attention to her boobs. But I don't know if it's going to bring attention to the fact that she wants the police officer arrested who shot and killed Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky. She took to Twitter yesterday to address the topless photo she posted of herself in an effort to bring the awareness to the death of Breonna Taylor and see justice served. She has since deleted the photo.
Boo.
Damn it.
Boo.
And she, but she did post a follow-up saying, quote, now that my side boob, well, this is what she wrote.
Okay.
When she posted the topless photo of herself. She wrote, now that my side boob has gotten your attention, Breonna Taylor's murderers have not been arrested. Demand justice. So that's what it said next to her topless photo.
Okay, let's do an experiment, John. Let's say somebody is trying to convince you to do something, right? And they're not getting through to you. What would you respond to more? Side boob or your Circle K burning down? If you had to choose, which one would convince you to say, you know what, I might have to look into this. Would it be the side boob or building burning?
It's a good point. The side boob.
Oh, all right. It seems like the side boob seems more of a coercion, suggestive, persuasion method that would work more than, I don't know, smashing windows.
Well, I guess that picture, along with that comment, got some negative reaction. It got a lot of positive reaction, too. Yeah. But it got some negative reaction, Coleman. And she walked back her actions by saying, quote, I've always tried to use my platform for good and speak up about things that are important to me. I also can admit when I make a mistake, and I made a mistake with my caption. It was never my intent to insult anyone, and I'm truly sorry to those that were offended. I guess some people, again, didn't like the boob.
Yeah.
But getting the attention to make a statement about how she's unhappy that the murderers of Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky haven't been arrested yet.
But it worked. We've known about that story, Breonna Taylor. We've seen the memes. But we never mentioned the name on the air until after somebody put some side boob up. Now we're talking about it on our airways. So it worked.
Well, yeah.
Now people know the name. The attention out there. People are going to go try to find the picture even though it's been deleted. So
yeah, damn it.
So her side boob worked.
You would think somebody that we know on social media did a screen grab. Well, anyways, she's trying to... Hey, look.
I'm going to have to look into it now. I mean, side boob. So let's see what's going on with this case. See if we get some justice.
All right. Coming up on the show. Now, that was real. That was real on the internet. We've all seen fake news on the internet. Coming up on the show, we're going to tell you about something that is here now that is going to make fake news so much easier to put online. It's artificial intelligence, and pretty much anybody with a computer and an internet connection can do this. And it's been done before. I mean, they could just create pictures of people who don't exist and they look like real people. And they could have them saying things that they never said because they're not real. We'll explain coming up. And today is the first day in Jefferson Parish. Anywhere you go, any business you go into, you got to wear a mask. And there are people that are freaking out about that, that aren't happy about that. Not just in Jefferson Parish, but all over the country. There is mask freak out going on all over the place. And we'll explain those reports coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Couple of birthdays today. Happy birthday to Debbie Harry, the singer of Blondie. I've always loved Blondie. I thought they were a cool band. And she shares a birthday with Liv Tyler, the daughter of Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler. She's really, really, really attractive. Easy on the eyes. And Liv Tyler just said in an interview that she uses her father, Steven Tyler's, beauty products. Obviously, they work a lot better for her than they do for him. So happy birthday to those two women here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlin hanging with you. Today, July 1st, and we made it to July, is the first day in Jefferson Parish that everybody has to wear a mask when they go into any building, any business, any restaurant, anywhere. Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang made that announcement 2 days ago on Monday, and today is the first day. And I've noticed people, I mentioned this on the show yesterday, some of my Facebook friends just absolutely freaking out about this. It's unconstitutional. Our government can't make us wear these masks. And these masks don't even help. And I've seen people, and then on the other side of that argument, people saying, well, if it even cuts down the spread of coronavirus a little bit, if it can help, why not? And people are freaking out all over the country. There are videos that are going viral of people in stores who aren't wearing masks, and people with masks are going up to them and yelling at them for not wearing masks. They are mask shaming them, which leads those people, the people who aren't wearing masks, to freak out. And then somebody is video recording it, and there's been a handful of those videos that have gone viral, and people just losing their marbles over the mask situation. You know, I was just thinking this over the last couple of days. In my opinion, COVID-19, coronavirus, it's a weapon. And I think it's the worst weapon that we've ever seen here in the United States of America.
Explain that.
Well, I know Pearl Harbor, when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor with the kamikaze pilots. I know September 11th when they 2001, when they flew airplanes, the Muslim terrorists flew airplanes into the World Trade Center. Awful weapons, killing a lot of people. But this virus, it doesn't just kill people. It financially destroyed a segment of the American society. Look at how many people lost their jobs because we had a shutdown. I mean, this weapon, this virus, made America shut down. Nothing like this has ever happened. You know, I was talking to a friend yesterday, Coleman, after the show, and I said, you know, where we're at right now in 2020 with coronavirus, this has to be right next to the Civil War and the Great Depression as the worst time in the history of our country.
Okay.
And what makes it even crazier is, unlike those other two times, this time is documented second by second by so many people in real time on the internet, on social media, that it's making people even crazier.
When you say the word weapon, you make it seem like it was intentional, like, well, China may have done this intentionally. That
possibility is mm-hmm. is still a real possibility.
So when I think about your theory, let's say COVID-19 is a weapon, who's using it the worst? Because when you look at the numbers now, it seems like we are still in overreacting phase when you look at the recovery rates, when you look at the death rates, when you look at who it affects. It's like, if it is being used as a weapon, is it really an outside entity using it against America, or is it American government officials using it against its own people to get meet their demands?
Well, I think it started as something that came from communist China.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, look, we could debate all day long if they did it on purpose or not.
Right.
But is there another weapon outside of a nuclear Holocaust bomb? A nuclear bomb? Is there another weapon that could do to America what this virus did?
But the
shut it down.
But that's the thing. The virus isn't that much of a threat for us. It's the fear and the panic. Because once again, when you look at the numbers, when you look at the people who's most susceptible to it, it's not a, even if it was a biological weapon, it wasn't an effective one. It's the fear and the panic surrounding it that's being used, if it is a weapon, as more of the weapon than the virus itself. The virus itself isn't that fatal.
Well, once it came into the country, Coleman, I mean, the media.
Yeah.
Just even, I mean, even last night on the network newses that come on around here at 5:30, it's all gloom and doom, no matter whether you watch CBS or NBC or ABC. At 5:30, when the national news comes out, coronaviruses, the cases are skyrocketing. They're out of control. Texas is shutting down again. They're shutting down bars and restaurants. Florida shutting down bars and restaurants. You can't eat inside. And you've got three states up north now, the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. They've now banned, what, upwards of 20 states. People from those states can't go into those three states up north. Mm-hmm. And if they do, they've got to go quarantine themselves, go sit by themselves for a couple of weeks. I mean, it's leading, it continues to lead the news as this is just a horrific weapon.
That doesn't affect protesters for some reason.
Well, that's, they want to lead you to believe that, but that's not true. I mean, some of the biggest protests were in Houston and Los Angeles, and those two cities had the skyrocketing cases of coronavirus. That tells you that part of this is political.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, today in Jefferson Parish, and they have a tip line set up where
a snitch line,
a rat line, whatever you want to call it, where if you're in a store, if you're in any business and people aren't wearing masks, they want you to call, and people can be fined $500, put in jail for 6 months for not wearing a mask. And people are freaking out about this. Again, on both sides of the mask argument. And we've also gotten mixed messages. You know, going back a few months now, in the beginning of coronavirus, we were told by not only the CDC, our federal government, but we were told by the WHO, not the band, the World Health Organization, that healthy people don't need to wear masks. And you know, the masks that people wear out in the streets, they're not the same masks that doctors and nurses wear. They're not the N95 masks. They're just a little piece of cloth. And they're not going to protect you from anything, but they will protect you from coughing up and spreading the germs to other people, the more vulnerable people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all right. And look, like I said, I mean, if it cuts down the spread a little bit, okay, look, I want to get through this thing as fast as possible as well. But I want to ask you, if you're listening, I mean, if you live in Jefferson Parish or work there, I mean, are you okay with this, or are you, I know there's one state legislator who filed a bill yesterday to try to eliminate the emergency order that Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng just made, put on the books, how everyone in Jefferson Parish has to wear masks. And I know people that are sweating, the heat advisory yesterday and another one today. It's not good for people sweating their yin-yangs off. But how do you feel if you're in Jefferson Parish? I mean, here in New Orleans, next door, we've to go into a store, any store, we've had to wear a mask.
I'm not excited about it. You know, I work at Jefferson Parish at night, and the work conditions of where I work at night, it does get a little hot. It does, you know, is close quarters. There's a lot of fries going, a lot of movement. So I'm going to be perspirating my testes off, and I have to wear this mask so I can barely breathe. Like, I'm not looking forward to my night shift tonight.
So if you're in Jefferson Parish, let us know. Call us or text us. And I also want to hear from you. Do you agree with me? Coleman, do you agree? Do you think that this weapon right here has done more harm to America than any weapon in our history?
If it is a weapon, it seems like our government officials is using it more effectively than China.
Do you agree with me, or do you think I'm nuts? You can our text line and our phone line is the same. It's 504-260-9595. Keep them short and sweet if you're texting, and please don't text while you're driving. Put your first name or your initials at the end of the text. If it's good, we'll put it on the show. And you can call us as well. Same number, 504-260-9595, here on Bayou 95.7 New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So today is July 1st. We've actually made it to the official second half of the worst year of our lives here in 2020. And at the end of this month, the NBA is going to give it a shot to try to finish their season in a bubble, in a coronavirus bubble in Orlando, Florida. Major League Baseball at the end of this month is going to try to have part of a season. No bubble, just playing in their stadiums without any fans. And now for the last 3 weeks, the PGA, the Professional Golf Association, they've been back and they've been playing, although with no fans yet out at the course. They're not going to have fans this week, but I believe in a week or two, they're going to start letting some fans in. I believe 7,000 fans. That's in a couple of weeks. We're slowly trying to get things going again. This past Sunday, I was watching golf, and they were up in Connecticut playing a tournament up there. And, you know, if you're like me and you have surround sound on your television, I'm watching the golf, and this is what I heard on one of the holes.
Get that. That's supposed to be more solid than that.
Yeah, you heard a drive. The ball hit the driver. The driver hit the ball. And then you heard Englishman Ian Poulter fart. And he let it rip. It brings a whole new meaning to grip it and rip it. And Ian Poulter then, he's from England. He's a funny guy. He then tweeted, yeah, grip it and rip it. And he goes, sometimes it happens. And if you ever do that, he goes, blame somebody else. But then in the end, when be honest, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And today in Jefferson Parish, any building you go into that does business, anywhere you got to have a mask on. And there are people that are not happy about that. The people that are freaking out, actually all over the country when it comes to the masks. We've seen videos of people losing it. This is unconstitutional. They can't make us wear masks. And you know, you're right. But Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang on Monday made an emergency proclamation saying that during this coronavirus situation that anywhere in Jefferson Parish, any building, any business you go into, you got to wear a mask. You know, it's pretty much been like that here in New Orleans, in Orleans Parish, for a while. Any store that I want to go into, I gotta take the mask out of my pocket, put it on, go into the store, buy what I buy, and then come out and I take the mask off. I mean, I'm not sick. Well, not that way. And I asked you if you live in Jefferson Parish, I mean, how do you feel about this? And then I also said, if you're just joining us, you know, this is the right at the top of the list of the worst time in American history that anyone could live through. I mean, right there, it's right there with the Civil War and the Great Depression. This right here, coronavirus 2020. And in my opinion, I think the coronavirus, COVID-19, is the worst weapon that has ever been leveled on this country. Look, I know Pearl Harbor was bad. I know 9/11 was bad. But this weapon, this disease, this virus, I mean, it affects so many more people. And financially, it's wiping out industries and people. And it's absolutely horrific. I mean, do you agree with me that it's a weapon as well? Or do you think I'm nuts? We asked you to text us and call us. Let's grab a phone call. Good morning, Bayou 95.7.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I 100% agree with you.
So you think it's a weapon?
I agree it's a weapon.
I mean, a couple of my friends are telling me I'm crazy, but my God, I know 9/11 was bad. I know Pearl Harbor was bad, but this affected a whole lot more people than that.
They're effectively just covering everybody's faces for no reason, is my opinion.
Do you live in Jefferson Parish?
I work in Jefferson Parish. I'm on my way to work right now. But I drive in from Mississippi every day.
So are you going to be wearing a mask when you walk into the office today?
I got a brand new one. I just got from an employee that makes them. Yes, sir.
And you don't sound like you're thrilled about it.
Absolutely not.
Well, look, man, we appreciate the phone call, and thank you for listening. Coleman, grab a couple of texts over there.
All right. This one says, COVID-19 being man-made is a fringe conspiracy theory.
So you think it was a mistake to the texter? You think it was just a mistake? It just happened? It just slipped out of China? I mean, China knew about it. Communist China knew about it. And they let people get on airplanes and fly all over the world.
This text says, the virus didn't shut us down. The government shut us down. This text says, stop spreading misinformation, you ass.
What's up?
I don't know. They're not being specific. But I'm thinking if Dr. Fauci can spread misinformation and admit it later, you know, we can kind of.
Well, to the texter, what's misinformation? When it comes to wearing masks, we had both our government, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. We've also had the WHO, the World Health Organization. They flip-flopped on if masks are effective. They both said in the beginning of this, healthy people shouldn't be wearing masks. It doesn't do anything. And now all of a sudden they're saying, well, you should wear masks. It could cut down on the spread somewhat.
They could have been talking about being a weapon. Could have been a misinformation. Hold on. JW says, I'm confused by people who want to wear a gun everywhere just in case, but a mask is too much for them.
I've seen that.
Yeah, the thing is, nobody's forcing anybody to wear guns everywhere. They're mandating people to wear masks. If you want to wear a gun or a concealed weapon, you have the choice to do so. The person makes that choice. With this mask deal, they're not giving people a choice. They're making it a mandate. That's the problem with it.
And you're listening to a couple of people here, a couple of libertarians that have always looked at our government with a funny look. I mean, and we've said on the show, look, if businesses want to make you wear a mask to go into their business, that's their business. They own the business. That's up to them. But the government mandating something like this for the first time in the history of the greatest country in the world, it makes you scratch your head a little bit, no?
This texter says, you're nuts and Coleman sucks. That's WN. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Okay, so Liz says, it gets around 100. No, this is not Liz. They said it gets around 110 inside my shop at work, so there's no way in hell I'm wearing a mask unless I'm welding something.
And there's a heat advisory today. There was one yesterday. It's feels like 108, they said today. You know, and I saw someone say, yeah, but it's like that out in the desert in Arizona and Nevada. Yeah, but I'd rather be 108 with no humidity than it feels like 108 with soup-like humidity.
Coleman, you're an idiot. Over 100,000 dead and we're overreacting. If any, we're reacted too late. Be quiet and go back to playing some lame Aerosmith.
Texting again.
Let's see if they got a lot of good ones. You guys are doing great.
Well, people are passionate about this. So that's why I wanted to hear.
All right, here's the last one. I'm filing a complaint. Go ahead and call me a Karen if you will.
All right. Well, in Jefferson Parish today, make sure you have your masks on, or you'll risk being fined. And I know people are freaking out on this, on both sides of the argument. I get it. And look, I just want this thing to end as soon as possible. And if wearing a mask, if they say it cuts down on the spread a little bit, well, geez.
Do you want the virus to end, or you want the government shutdown over the fear of the virus to end? Or both?
I want it all to end, Coleman.
Yeah.
This is an insanely historic time we're living through right now in the United States of America. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. The Ass Clowns are the official band of the John Osterlin Morning Show. And we've got another song parody. Facebook can be a brutal place. You ever see people Facebook fighting? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. I'm logging onto Facebook, and I'm on the lookout.
Look out!
Whoa, ho, ho, ho! Everybody's Facebook fighting. Fingers as fast as lightning. And it's never very frightening, 'cause they only battle while typing. If I don't like what you say, I will block your ass today. Got 8 likes on my last post, so that means I know the most. If you don't agree with me, I'll unfriend you so easy. I'm on my soapbox all the time, because I'm trying to change your mind. Everybody was Facebook fighting.
Hey man, go f*** yourself, you don't know what you're talking about.
Fingers as fast as lightning.
Where'd you get your f***ing information from?
And it's never very frightening.
If you believe that, just unfriend me.
'Cause they only battle while they're typing.
You know what, you piece of f***? You're blocked.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. I hope you're well. So now that today is July 1st, we have got the first half of the worst year of our lives behind us. And hopefully, the you would have to think the second half has to be better, right? But I'm just hoping. And baby names for the first half of the year 2020, a list just came out. And this is incredible. The name Corona for baby names is number 100 on the list of girl baby names for the year 2020 so far. Can you imagine that? You've been named after a pandemic. When you grow up and get a little bit older, your mother and father named you after the worst thing that has ever happened to the United States of America.
On a bright side, there are 99 names that beat it.
Yes, and if you're wondering what's up top, it's the same names. They are the same names that have been on the top of that list for the last few years. Ava, Olivia, and Emma, when it comes to girls' names. But at number 100 is Corona. And one woman had twins, one boy and one girl, named the girl Corona and the boy COVID.
Yeah, he's not going to have a pleasant childhood.
But a poor SOB. Now, that's real. But you know what's fake? And when you're on the internet, how many times have you seen, whether you have fallen for fake news or you've seen other people fall for fake news and share fake news? I mean, a website like The Onion, most people know that, yeah, it's supposed to look like a news site, but it's funny. It's comedy. It's comedic.
Right.
We most people know that that's fake news, but there are websites out there that look like real news websites, but they put fake news out there. And then I think many of us have Facebook friends that don't realize that it's fake, and they end up spreading that stuff. Well, if you think that's bad now, that there are some websites that look real, they look like real news sites, but they're actually fake, wait till you see what's coming. Deep fakes are going to wreak havoc on our society. What are deep fakes? Artificial intelligence being used. For instance, I'll give you an example. During the Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls 10-part documentary miniseries, The Last Dance, during one of those shows, they went to a commercial, and it was an ESPN anchor, Kenny Mayne, from 1998. And he said some things that were going to happen or were happening in the year 2020. And it freaked people out at first because it looked like it was Kenny Mayne. He had more of his hair. It was Kenny Mayne back in 1998. But he's talking about things that only people would know in the year 2020. And people were, I remember right after that commercial aired, people were wondering. They went to social media. How did they do that? What was up with that? That was the same technology that now most people, pretty much anybody who has a computer and an internet connection, can use.
Yeah, deepfakes have been in production for like the last few years now. Now it's starting to become more popular. They're starting to master the technique. But basically, they could take any face and figure. They could transpose it. Like some of the deepfakes I've seen, they're called fantasy casting. What it is they take actors that they like and put them in roles in movies that they've never been in, but they play the whole scene. So they'll have the Pirates of the Caribbean that starred
Johnny Depp,
but they'll put like Robert Downey Jr.'s face on it, and it looks like Robert Downey Jr. actually playing Jack Sparrow, and it's almost uncanny.
There have been several deepfake videos that have recently gone viral. You may have seen them. One was former President Barack Obama using an expletive to describe President Donald Trump. Another deepfake was Mark Zuckerberg admitting that Facebook's true goal is to manipulate and exploit its users. And then another deepfake was former Saturday Night Live cast member Bill Hader morphing into Al Pacino on a late night talk show. Those are just three
of them.
So
somebody fell for that last one?
Yeah, but those are just three of them, but it's very easy to do. And if you think, I mean, people can generate through our artificial intelligence on their computer pictures, real pictures of people who don't exist.
Yeah, I think it's going
to. And then they could write whatever they want under those people and say, hey, this just happened. And none of it is true.
You know what? Here's what I think is going to happen. Right now is mind-boggling, but it's sort of like special effects in the 1970s, 1980s. When you see it for the first time, you're like, wow, it blows your mind. But as time goes on, it starts to be easily recognizable. Like, oh, that's computer-generated. Oh, that's claymation. So I think in about 5-6 years, the deepfakes now that seem amazing to us, we'll be able to recognize it the more they start to come out. So well, like, you'll say, oh, man, that's a deepfake. Don't believe that.
As of right now, we're not really, experts are saying, Coleman, we're not really prepared, and deepfakes are going to freak people out and people are going to start spreading them. So don't be surprised if you start seeing some more of those things. That's what it is. Coming up on our show, I've got the dumbest thing I read all morning, and this is something else, and we've got to see who died. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Hey, see who died? I've got two people here, but I'm mentioning them for two completely different reasons. They're on opposite ends of the spectrum. Carl Reiner died yesterday. at 98 years old. Carl Reiner, a comedic genius, one of the old school funny guys in this country. He's before my time, and the stuff he did that on television was before my time. But he created the Dick Van Dyke Show, and that's what made him famous. He was also a character on that show. But after that television show, he made the movie The Jerk, starring Steve Martin, and Steve Martin actually called him his mentor, and he teamed up with Steve Martin to do some other big things as well. But The Jerk was my favorite that he did with Steve Martin. He also made the movie Oh God before that with George Burns. And, you know, he was seen a lot. He was in the Ocean's 11.
Yeah, that's what I remember him from.
Series, the most recent things he was in. But Carl Reiner, best friends with Mel Brooks, another comedic genius. And they came up together. And a lot of their stuff, especially Mel Brooks, they wouldn't be able to get away with today. And Carl Reiner, in real life, was the father of actor and movie maker Rob Reiner, who played the meathead on All in the Family. And Rob Reiner has made some great movies as well. But Carl Reiner died at the age of 98. It doesn't say right here what he died of. I can't find out. I'm not sure. And you know who else died yesterday? The definition of a one-hit wonder. A guy named Benny Mardonis. He had one hit in 1980, a song called Into the Night. And the song in the video, if he ever tried to release it today, he would be put in jail. Because the guy was in his 30s. I think he was 33 in 1980. And play a little bit of this. She's just 16 years old, leave her alone. And then he goes on to sing how he wants to take her into the night. The video shows him, the father throwing him out of her daughter's house, and then he climbs in the window to go get the daughter. Remember, she's 16 years old. It's the first line of the song.
Ew, yeah.
This is the definition of creepy. And he looks creepy. I know he's got a good voice, but the song is creepy. He looks creepy. And his one hit was about taking a 16-year-old girl and doing, he's telling us all in the song and in the video. I know 1980, it was the beginning of the video age, but I don't know how that flew, even in 1980. So Benny Mardonis, that one hit wonder, the creepiest one hit I think you'll ever hear. He died too here on. Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Since today is July 1st, July 1st is also known to baseball fans as Bobby Bonilla Day. Do you know why? Because every July 1st, Bobby Bonilla gets paid $1.2 million. Including today.
Ching.
Even though he retired in 2001. He hasn't played baseball in 19 years. But every July 1st, Bobby Bonilla gets paid $1.2 million, and this will continue until the year 2035. How possibly could that happen, you may ask? His agent, who got him this contract, is a genius. His name is Dennis Gilbert. But back when Bobby Bonilla signed his last contract in the late 1990s, by the way. This is the contract. This is how they worked it out to maybe offset some of the money that they didn't have to pay him right away. They said, we'll spread out the payments. Again, he retired in 2001. And then every year since he retired, starting in 2002, he gets on July 1st, today, $1.2 million. year after year after year, and it won't end until he's 72 years old.
It's safe to say he's set for life.
Yeah. I mean, he made some good money while he was actually still playing. And Bobby Bonilla was a solid ball player. But this, and imagine being a New York Met fan. I mean, you haven't won anything ever, well, since the Miracle Mets in the 60s. And you're paying this guy over $1 million a year, you know, until he turns 72 years old.
Somebody didn't think that one through.
So today being July 1st, Bobby Bonilla Day, and that contract that I just explained, him getting $1.2 million today, and he will next year, and he will the year after, until he's 72 years old. I mean, the Mets should make him do something, at least clean the bats, or at least, you know, replace the baseballs when they start running out. They need to make him do something.
Yeah, set up the sign-stealing cameras.
But he doesn't do anything. And that's the dumbest thing I read all day. Something Coleman, isn't it? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Former college football star and NFL bust Johnny Manziel last night said his football career is probably in the past. To which the bartender said, I don't care. Put your mask on. Finish that. It's closing time and get the hell out of here.
That's a good play. That's a good play. That's smart football.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Oh, it's our commercial free ride. We're in it right now. Right now it's our commercial free ride on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.